Well, bad news, the guy who invented the wind chill factor passed away. He was 79, but he felt more like 92.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
As I record this, it's cold where I live. Humans huddle together indoors, drinking hot drinks, thinking warm thoughts. Many animals don't mind the cold. Recently, as the temperature skidded past minus 20, we watched two deer stroll through our backyard, relaxed as really relaxed deer. Fat little sparrows perched happily in the trees without parkas or mittens or hot cocoa. How? Well, it all comes down to the way these creatures were designed. Many animals thrive in the cold, but the king of the cold is the lovable penguin. Have you seen them walk? It's hilarious. If you ever get one for a waiter, they'll ask you, what'll it be? Penguins make me laugh. They come in various shapes, sizes, and colors. The blue penguin stands just a foot tall. The emperor penguin grows past 4 feet. Gen 2 penguins are particularly romantic. Young males make their intentions known to a young female by selecting a smooth pebble and placing it at her feet. How sweet! If the pebble is to her liking, the two lovebirds waddle off into the sunset, flipper in flipper. Emperor penguins breed on Antarctic ice sheets in the dead of winter. The temperature? 50 below Celsius. The wind chill? Minus gazillions. They are insulated with 80 feathers per square inch, the most of any bird. 4 types of feathers create layers of insulation. The top layer of feathers provides a waterproof seal, so their skin stays dry even as they dart through Arctic waters on their frequent fishing trips. Some unfortunate scientists spent the winter in Antarctica studying these flightless birds. They looked through the heat-sensitive cameras and were shocked by what they found. Somehow, the outer layer of the emperor penguin plumage remains colder than the surrounding air. They found that this temperature difference creates a convection current that pulls heat out of the air and funnels it down through the layers of feathers to warm the penguins, even in frigid conditions. When the coldest days require another layer of warmth, they form a massive huddle, thousands of penguins strong. The quarterback tells everyone what to do. No. But these clusters are highly organized, with penguins slowly shifting in unison from the inside of the huddle to the outside, so no penguin is left on the exposed outer edge for long. Fascinating. After laying a fertilized egg, the exhausted mum hands it over to Dad, who cradles it atop his feet, covering it with a thick fold of belly skin and plumage called a brood pouch. For 4 months straight, he protects that egg without food, not even iceberg lettuce, without TV or social media. And his wife is on vacation out there in Hawaii. Actually, she is fishing, replenishing her energy for the child-rearing years. Amazing. That is what I call dadication. Reminds me of Psalm 91:4, where it says of God, He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Whatever the situation, whatever the weather, we have a Heavenly Father who shelters us, surrounds us with His love. He created creatures like penguins to display His wonder and creativity. One more thing. A group of penguins at sea is called a raft, but a group of penguins on land is called a waddle.
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and 4 easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.